Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The MMA grind continues this week, and we're here for you. Welcome, everybody, into your sports betting brand of record, the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. Now, the UFC coming off an incredible main event with Max Holloway. I hear got Rodriguez last week. They're right back at the apex this week because of football. Special start time. Prelims at 3 p.m. Eastern time. The main card at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The main event, Vieira and Misha Tate. Misha Tate back in the main event in only her second return fight. So let's bring in the star of the show. His name is Andrew Gombus, live from New York City, as The Rock used to say. Now, Andrew, we made a little adjustment this week because there's been so much craziness happening in MMA lately. We want to give people some best bets, but also maybe a little sprinkle this week as well. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm fired up. I had a couple bets not go my way last weekend, so I can't wait for Saturday.
All right, well, let's get it going. First fight on the card that we like a lot, Durden and Aori. Now, Durden is a minus 155 favorite. It's been moving throughout the week. Aori plus 130 as the underdog. This is a flyweight bout on the prelim card. Talk to me.
Yeah, so I really like Cody Durden to get it done here. He comes from a wrestling background. He's a very good top game. Aori, his striking's pretty good. He looked good in his first UFC fight, even though he took a loss to Jeff Molina. But if you go back and watch his regional tape, his defensive grappling is very questionable, and that's Durden's bread and butter. So I like Durden to get it done, and I like a sprinkle on the submission prop as well. I think that's very in play.
Oh, and what is that number, sir? 650?
Yeah, it's looking, depending on what book you have, I got plus 650. I would play it all the way down to plus 500. So I think Durden's going to get the submission here.
I love a little sprinkle. This way you're covered in both ways. Bet it straight and then put a little sprinkle on the submission. I like that a lot. All right, next fight also on the prelim card. It's a women's fight in the strawweight division. Loma Lookboonmi taking on Lupinet Godinez. Now, Godinez is a favorite at minus 150. Lookboonmi comes back at plus 140. Talk to me.
Yeah, I really like this spot for Lupita Godinez. I actually bet her twice in the past like 2 months. She's been super active, one of the most active fighters on the roster. And her last fight, she went up a weight class and ended up dropping that fight. So I think we're getting a discount on her here because of that. Loma comes from a Muay Thai background, so she's very experienced on the feet. She's good in the clinch, but her defensive grappling, kind of similar to the last fight, hasn't looked great. And if we know one thing about Lupita Godinez, she's going to shoot takedowns. She's going to look to get top time, and she's going to be aggressive once this fight hits the mat. So similar to the last fight, I like Godinez money line, and I like a sprinkle on the submission prop as well. I got plus 850, and again, I would play that down to plus 500.
Wait a second. Did you just say a double sprinkle on this week's show? Are you serious?
I sure did. It's that kind of week.
Oh, it's that kind of week, a double sprinkle. And the second sprinkle is plus 850 on that submission. So again, bet it straight. Then just a little bit on the plus 850. And even if you lose that, you still make money. It's very smart for you new MMA bettors out there, how you do it. Remember, it's about making money, not necessarily always just the record. The number matters. All right, third fight that we love is our best bets. Featherweight, final fight on the prelim card. So you're going to have to tune in early on Saturday, right at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Three of these fights are on the prelim card. Now, we're going to go Pat Sabatini, minus 125, taking on Tucker Lutz at plus 116 as the underdog. Talk to me.
Yeah, so I love Tucker Lutz in this spot. Earlier in the week, he was plus 142. I got on that. I still think there's plenty of value on him here. I think he should be the favorite in this fight. Sabatini, he's a little small for the weight class. He's a little bit uncomfortable in the striking department. He's a jiu-jitsu black belt, and he's a good top game. But Lutz comes from a wrestling background, just like Sabatini does. I don't think Sabatini's going to have an easy time getting him to the ground. I think at range, this is Lutz's fight to lose. He's definitely the better striker here. He's bigger, and I trust his cardio more down the stretch. So I like an underdog shot on Tucker Lutz.
Anytime I see a plus number next to a fighter, I'm here for it. I am here for it, and he is a live dog. Now, we always make you make a pick in our main event. And I got to be honest with you. If you would have told me even 6 months ago that Misha Tate would be in a main event of a UFC card, I would have told you you're out of your mind. But that's exactly what we have coming up on Saturday. Now, she looked great in her first comeback, but people need to understand who she was fighting against. So on this fight, she's a plus 100 underdog. This is basically a coin flip as far as Vegas is concerned, taking on Ketlin Vieira. This is the main event, as I said, women's bantamweight division. Talk to me.
Yeah, so Misha Tate, for those who don't know, she's one of the pioneers in women's MMA. She fought Ronda Rousey twice. She was a former UFC bantamweight champion of the world. She retired all the way back in 2016. I believe it was on the same night that Conor McGregor fought Eddie Alvarez, November of 2015. So she did not fight between 2016. She didn't fight between 2016 and this summer, 2021. She came back against Marion Renault, who, with all due respect, it was her retirement fight. She's 44 years old. And yeah, Misha won that fight. She looked good, but this is a big step up from that. Ketlin Vieira is huge for the weight class. She even missed weight in her last fight. She weighed in at 138. She cuts a lot to get there. She's crazy power on the feet. She's a jiu-jitsu champion. I don't know. When this line came out as a pick'em, I was licking my lips because I've been waiting to bet against Misha Tate since that Marion Renault fight. Again, nothing personal, but I think the general reaction to that was, oh, Misha's back. She's going to make another run. But I think it was more of a favorable matchup. And I like Ketlin here. She's a bigger girl. She's a stronger girl. She has the power upside. She's going to do better on the feet. And I see her getting takedowns as well here.
Now, let me ask you this, because I saw an interview this week that Misha Tate did about facing the champion Amanda Nunes. So let's just say in a hypothetical world that she does win on Saturday. Now, she has had issues with certain fighters in the past when she's fighting for titles. Do you see a scenario in any MMA world that Misha Tate could make the ultimate comeback and fight for the title down the road?
Crazier things have happened. Am I to predict that? Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't. I'll leave the fairy tale stuff to Hollywood. I don't even think she's getting past Ketlin Vieira on Saturday.
Okay, very good. I do want to point out, because I just got a little text from a little birdie who's always trying to help us out here at the show, that at Caesars, if you play through Caesars Sportsbook, there's a little odds boost. And I want you to tell me what you think about this odds boost. Up to plus 450 for Ketlin Vieira to win by submission over Misha Tate.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty likely outcome considering the physicality difference. Vieira, in all her fights, she looks to close the distance, get into those upper body locks and get takedowns. And once the fight hits the ground, if Vieira is the one on top, don't be surprised if she finds a submission pretty quickly after.
All right. So again, that odds boost is at Caesars Sportsbook plus 450. They're always giving you really kind of cool things in main events or big Sunday night football games or Monday night games. Always pay attention to the odds boost where you can make a little bit more than what the normal bet would be. All right. We are up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap and it looks glorious. Now, technically six big picks, four straight and a couple sprinkles. Vieira in the main event, minus 110 over Misha Tate. Tucker Lutz, plus 116 over Sabatini. And then Godinez, minus 150 straight. Then a little sprinkle, plus 850 on the submission. Then Cody Durden, also straight. And then a little sprinkle submission, plus 650. And the number on Durden is minus 155. But again, it's been changing, so that's why we didn't put it up there. It's anywhere from minus 150 to minus 170, depending on what book that you have. All right? I'm fired up. An afternoon slate in the NFC, UFC with college football, getting ready for the NFL. What else could you? You've got your marching orders. See what I did there? You didn't even see it coming. You didn't even see it coming. Let's take all these UFC tickets straight to the pay window. For my man, Andrew Gambas, for the jeweler, puts it all together here at the brand, and our entire team behind the scenes at Sportsline, tell all your friends there's only one place you need to be. Follow our YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications so you never miss a second of the Early Edge. Good luck.